One of the most high-profile pieces of legislation in Concord right now isn't Medicaid expansion, it isn't a gun bill, it isn't the repeal of the death penalty. It's about animals. As NHPR's Todd Bookman reports, the New Hampshire House will vote this week on a bill that seeks to prevent animal cruelty. The proposal is dividing pet lovers across the state.
In Bill Boyd's backyard in Merrimack, it is Dog City. There's Ice and Asic and Adidas and Chuck and Merlin and a whole bunch of others.
You got a favorite?
Do I have a favorite? I don't. I have no favorites. I love all my dogs. I really do.
My favorite, for what it's worth, is Holly.
Holly! Thank you.
Bill Boyd has 27 sled dogs. They're mainly German short-haired pointers that he and his wife and daughter mush in the winter. You've likely heard about another New Hampshire resident with a lot of dogs. Last summer, the animal abuse case of Christina Fay made international headlines. She's the Wolfboro breeder arrested for mistreating her 84 Great Danes. In the wake of Wolfboro, the New Hampshire legislature began debating changes to the state's animal cruelty laws. They're tackling a couple of different pieces. One of the big ones has to do with figuring out who qualifies as a commercial dog breeder. Right now, it's based on how many puppies you sell. The state Senate wants to change it to also include anyone who keeps 7 or more unspayed female dogs, and this is important for the purpose of selling their offspring. Bill Boyd has 8 unspayed females. He doesn't sell their puppies, but he still doesn't like the proposal.
I have an issue with being singled out like that, like other people do, being singled out because we have X number of dogs. It's automatically the assumption is being made that, you know, I have a commercial operation here, which is, you know, furthest from the truth, to be honest with you.
Boyd is one of many so-called hobby breeders who've come out in force against a bill that's already passed the Senate. They're backing a House amendment that would make major tweaks to the animal cruelty bill. It includes a carve-out for a wide range of breeders from the new commercial kennel rule. Breeders who raise dogs that mush, herd livestock, hunt, participate in competitions, they would still be subject to the old rules.
The idea was to separate hobby breeders from people who were basically in the business of selling dogs. Breeding for the purpose of vending, if you will.
This is Representative Paula Francis from Exeter. She helped author the amendment, an amendment which also includes, for the first time, a definition of animal hoarding. It makes keeping more animals than you can care for a crime. To Senator Jeb Bradley, who represents Wolfboro and sponsored the original Senate bill, that's a big mistake. For starters, he sees it as criminalizing a mental illness. He also opposes the commercial kennel exemptions.
Unfortunately, it's really, not only is it not a step forward to protect animals, which I think the vast majority of people want to do in New Hampshire, I've gotten more email on this bill than probably anything else in, you know, this session. So not only does it gut the new protections, but it undermines the existing law. And I think as most people in New Hampshire understand what has happened with this bill, they're going to be outraged.
One of Bradley's loudest complaints about the amendment is that it also strips away his plan for how to pay for these cases. Right now, the cost of caring for animals while their owners are on trial falls on either the town or animal rescue facilities. The Senate bill creates a system that lets a judge determine how much the defendant should have to chip in. Lindsay Hamrick is state director for the Humane Society of the United States, which backs this proposal.
We don't believe the taxpayers that are law-abiding, good animal owners should be paying for the cost of caring for these animals because of the actions of someone else.
But what's controversial is if the person can't pay or doesn't pay, the pets could be put up for adoption even before the owner is found guilty of animal cruelty. The House amendment strips away this section. And so it goes. It's like the sides here are tugging in different directions.
You know, at the end of the day, there are no easy answers for this. No law is perfect. No legislation is perfect.
Bill Boyd says the state should take steps to prevent future cruelty cases like the one in Wolfboro. There's just no consensus on how best to do that. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.